What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting back to the economic news here, Yelp data is showing that 60% of business closures due to COVID-19 are permanent. They will not be coming back. And Claire and I were driving around this morning and looking at all the retail closures that we're seeing just even around Santa Claus. And it's a little scary out there here. Now, according to Chuck Grassley, the second stimulus check is unlikely to arrive before the election. And I'm sure the Democrats are trying to stall that from happening because that would make Trump look even better to the voters to get another stimulus check. But Senator Chuck Grassley said the chances of a new stimulus deal being signed before the November 3rd general election are remote. And he's saying Democrats are to blame for the stalemate. All righty. Now, Boeing is once again in trouble. Apparently, the Congress has found that Boeing put profits before people's lives by hiding known 737 MAX design flaws. Okay, now 18 months after Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 plummeted out of the sky just minutes after takeoff, congressional investigators have finally released a comprehensive report outlining the many mistakes made by both Boeing and the FAA during the certification process. In the months that have passed, investigators have kept the pressure on Boeing and its share price with a steady stream of leaks. We've already seen emails showing Boeing engineers criticizing the 737 MAX 8 design time in some of the harshest terms imaginable. At one point, one irate engineer complained the plane was designed by clowns who were supervised by monkeys. Facebook is now plunging on a report that the Federal Trade Commission is preparing possible antitrust lawsuit by the end of the year. And it's been a rough time for Facebook. First, the world's biggest social network was dumped by Kim Kardashian, who called on her tens of millions of followers to boycott Mark Zuckerberg's cash cow. And now the Wall Street Journal reports that the FTX is preparing to file a possible antitrust suit against the company. FTC, actually, was a typo, sending its stock plunging after hours and dragging the NASDAQ lower. All right. There's been a World Trade Organization ruling on Trump's tariffs, which China says proves U.S. broke international law. Beijing said the World Trade Organization's ruling against the Trump administration serves as proof that the U.S. violated international trade practices by imposing tariffs on Chinese goods. China's foreign ministry spokesman Wang Wanbin lauded the WTO ruling as objective and fair. U.S. politicians have repeatedly slandered China for failing to follow the rules, but the ruling has proven it is the United States that really violates international regulations. Germany is offering the United States a €1 billion liquefied natural gas investment deal in exchange for lifting sanctions from the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Germany wants that Russian gas, and they're willing to bribe the United States to get it. So Berlin has offered to invest €1 billion in U.S. liquefied natural gas if Washington lifts sanctions against the Russia-led Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project. According to the paper's sources, Berlin is ready to invest in the construction of two terminals in Germany to receive American LNG. In response, the U.S. will allow the unhindered completion and operation of Nord Stream 2. Over in Virginia, massive lines have formed outside Virginia food banks as demand hits 1 million meals per month. The economic recovery has stalled and in some cases reversed. The $600 unemployment benefits that Americans received following the pandemic that crashed the economy in March-April expired on July 31st, which means a fiscal cliff has been underway for 44 days. Millions of people are still out of work. Their emergency savings wiped out. They're pulling cash out of their homes with new mortgages, maxing out their credit cards. The insurmountable debts are increasing. As former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen warned in August, Congress' inability to pass another round of stimulus checks could weigh on the economic recovery. Readers may recall about a quarter of all personal income is derived from the government. So when a lapse in stimulus checks extends for well over 1 month, it could lead to new consumer stress. Saudi Aramco retakes the crown from Apple as the world's most valuable company. And that's despite the fact that oil demand doesn't seem to be rising right now. And there are even prognostications that oil may fall down to $25 a barrel because of that. Oracle has won the bid to buy TikTok's U.S. operation after the Chinese app rejected Microsoft. On the other hand, Trump is expressing concern that the Oracle bid falls short of addressing his national security concerns. But he's saying he is still willing to sign off on the TikTok deal for Oracle as long as the U.S. government gets a chunk of the money. Little piece of the action going on here. So the Trump administration will review the proposal for TikTok partnership with Oracle that includes a U.S. headquarters and 20,000 new jobs a week before the deadline to ban the Chinese-owned app if it is not sold. I noticed they were doing some corporate image spots on TV last night. All right. Hungary is now striking back against the EU open borders propaganda. We're now in the immigration portion of our talking points here. The Hungarian government has rejected new calls for open borders, insisting on the right of sovereign states to control their borders. Government spokesman Zoltán Kovács responded sharply to a Bloomberg op-ed by Andreas Kluth Tuesday, which called Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban a saboteur of European Union immigration reform, who'd failed to open his nation's borders to waves of immigrants in 2015. Perhaps journalism like this is to blame for the tragedy at the Moria camp. Mr. Kovács responded on Twitter, reporting that it's wrong to require migrants to request asylum in first safe state, claiming PM Orban blocked refugees, pushing the open borders position as if it's a human right, and it is not. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court has allowed Donald Trump's administration to remove the protected status of hundreds of thousands of migrants. Migrants fought back against Trump admin decision. The decision, which reversed one from a lower court, allowed the Trump administration to phase out the temporary protected status of migrants from El Salvador, Sudan, Haiti, and Nicaragua. As Circuit Judge Consuelo Callahan explained, the TPS program provides temporary relief to nationals of designated foreign countries that have been stricken by a natural disaster, armed conflict, or other extraordinary and temporary conditions in the foreign state. Now, hard on the heels of that, the Ninth Circuit affirmed a decision by a lower federal court in San Francisco that upheld a school district's ban on the wearing of American flag shirts on a California high school campus in 2010 during Cinco de Mayo, which is a Mexican holiday. AFLC co-founder and senior counsel Robert Muse, who argued the case before the Ninth Circuit, commented, "It is truly a sad day when government officials are permitted to ban the American flag on a public high school campus for any reason. Here, school officials feared that our clients would offend Mexican students if they wore their flag shirts to school on Cinco de Mayo. So they ordered the students to either remove the shirts or leave the school in direct violation of their First Amendment rights." Okay, miscellaneous news here. Over and over and over again, history has vindicated Edward Snowden. An appeals court recently ruled a mass surveillance program exposed by Snowden was illegal. It's only the latest example of Washington admitting Snowden had, despite being denounced by pundits and politicians, done the right thing by leaking information about the government's massive surveillance operations against ordinary American citizens. A little bit of good news. The 24-year-old deputy shot in Compton last week has been released from the hospital. And they did not provide an update on the second deputy. A 31-year-old female deputy and mother of 6-year-old was also shot in the ambush. But the female deputy is expected to survive, authorities said. Police are still searching for the gunman responsible for the shooting, and Sheriff Alex Villanueva said they have promising leads. I hope they find the guy. I really do. There's been another incident of a race faker at the university system. A University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate student has resigned from a teaching role after admitting to lying about being black. Anyway, remember the Parkland shooting? And there was this police officer who took cover behind his truck and then drove away during the shooting. He has been reinstated with all of his back pay. The second cop to get his job back in recent months. Okay, the Vatican Academy tweets an image of the Virgin Mary holding a black Jesus. The Pontifical Academy of Life has tweeted out a photoshopped version of Michelangelo's statue of the Pietà, making the body of Jesus black. In its tweet, the Pontifical Academy, headed by Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, calls the photo an image that is worth a speech. Yeah, I think he's right, but maybe not in the way that he thinks it is. And by the way, I saw a photo of the photoshopped image, and Jesus is like really black. I mean, jet black. And I think that's going to upset a lot of people. Now, we know that Jesus, the historical character on which Jesus is based, wasn't white either. He looked like the present day Palestinians. But still, this is pandering on a very, very base level, I think. Apparently, over in Iceland, the Church of Iceland, which is known for its liberal stance, it allows the ordination of women and blessing same-sex marriages. Yet its membership has shrunk from 90% of the population to 65% within the last several decades. Now, a new advertisement from the National Church of Iceland welcoming children to Sunday school has stirred up a controversy as it features a large-breasted Jesus wearing makeup and dancing under a rainbow. Church Director of Communications Peter George Markin explained that this is a way of celebrating diversity, adding that the church believes it is positive and natural for Jesus to appeal to people in all possible forms. He stressed the church is trying to embrace society as it is. No, they're just trying to get more people to toss money in those collection plates here. Breonna Taylor's family will receive a $12 million settlement with the city of Louisville after she was shot and killed by police. The settlement also includes a series of police reforms, including that police commanders must approve all search warrants in advance. Taylor was killed back in March when Louisville police burst into her apartment using a so-called no-knock arrest warrant. The settlement is in response to a wrongful death lawsuit that Taylor's family filed against the city and its police department in April. The financial payment is expected to be the largest amount the city has ever paid in relation to a police misconduct lawsuit. Over in Great Britain, Trump's war on journalism takes center stage at Julian Assange's extradition hearing. Now, Trump's war on journalism tends to be focused on the corporate media, and I don't know why he would have a war on the independent media, because it was the independent media that helped him get elected back in 2016, and we worked really, really hard to do that, and it's been a disappointment that he's kind of turned his back on us. Anyway, in the last half century, journalists James Bamford, Ben Bradley, Seymour Hersh, and Neil Sheehan were each threatened with prosecution under the Espionage Act, but the U.S. government never followed through with charges against a journalist until 2019, when WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested and charged. Now, the way the Espionage Act is written, if somebody merely leaks information to a journalist, that can be published. Only if the journalist solicits classified information is it a violation of the Espionage Act. Trevor Tim, the executive director of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, told a magistrate court judge, Trump's administration is moving to explicitly criminalize national security journalism. And if this prosecution is allowed to go forward, dozens of reporters at the New York Times, Washington Post, and elsewhere would also be in great danger. Remember when Nixon tried to shut down the New York Times and the Washington Post over the Pentagon Papers? We have a Supreme Court decision on that, saying that the press was created to serve the governed, not the governors. Anyway, Snowden is warning that an Assange extradition will lead free press to slaughterhouses, publishers, critics blinded by partisanship. U.S. drive to extradite and prosecute Assange poses a grave threat to journalists everywhere, but the publisher's opponents have placed politics over principle and even their own interests, said Snowden. I think a lot of it comes down to people forgetting what principles are and why they're important, Snowden said in an interview with Joe Rogan on Tuesday. You can hate Julian Assange. You can think he's a puppet of Russia. You can think he's the worst person on earth, a reincarnation of Hitler or Stalin, and still you realize that convicting him harms you. It harms your society. It harms your children's future. People forget about this in today's world where everything has become partisan. J.K. Rowling, creator of the Harry Potter franchise, is accused of transphobia again and declared dead by a Twitter mob because the villain in her latest book is a cross-dressing serial killer. It's a male serial killer who dresses as a woman in order to commit his murders. Her murders. Its murders. Whatever it's going to be. Alrighty. Over in Germany, they had a test of their nationwide emergency warning system, and it flops. It flopped dramatically. People around Germany waited for sirens to sound at 11 a.m. a week ago, when the country was supposed to conduct its first nationwide test since 1990 of the emergency warning system. But in many towns and cities, including Kaiserslautern, which is home to one of the largest overseas American military communities, they were met with silence. And anyone else not get any sirens or warnings? K-Town obviously didn't play today. Ebert wrote in a Facebook group for military spouses in the area. There's a little bit of a whoopsie here. Bayer AG has settled thousands of U.S. Roundup weed killer lawsuits as part of an $11 billion settlement, reaching deals with the only lawyers who took cases to trial over allegations of the herbicide-caused cancer. In letters filed with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco on Monday, three lawyers said they had reached binding settlements. The agreements covered 15,000 lawsuits, according to attorneys familiar with the talks. Bayer has estimated it faces 125,000 filed and unfiled claims over Roundup. And still they sell that stuff in the stores. They're still advertising it on TV. Amazing. You know, so you see all these commercials for the ambulance chasing law firms, you know, did you take this drug and did you develop this serious complication? You may be entitled to a financial settlement, and yet they're still advertising and selling the product. As long as the court costs are less than the profits, they're going to go on doing it. Okay, the suicide rate among Americans ages 10 to 24 increased by 57% between 2007 and 2018, data published Thursday from the National Center for Health Statistics shows. New concerns are mounting that social media could be contributing to the wave of suicides among younger generations. I would tend to think that prescription antidepressants have to share part of the blame. Between 2007 and 2018, the national suicide rate among persons aged 10 to 24 increased by 57.4%. The increase was broad, as it was experienced by the majority of states. On a state-by-state basis, the percentage change between three-year averages of suicide rates for 2007 to 2009 and 2016 to 2018 increased down to 47%. The largest increases were seen in New Hampshire, Oregon, Georgia, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Michigan. 42 states had significant increases in their suicide rates between 2007, 2009, and 2016 and 2018. 8 states had non-significant increases. Okay, little bit of a whoopsie over at Customs. The U.S. Customs confiscated 2,000 pieces of equipment they deemed to be counterfeit Apple AirPods. And it turns out they're actually an AirPod made by OnePlus and a perfectly legitimate product. They're not counterfeit anything. Little bit of a whoopsie there. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and the lines are open right now, so get ready to call on in. All righty. At a time when use of open source platforms are on the rise, researchers at Kaspersky have warned that sophisticated hackers and crooks are increasingly targeting Linux-based devices using tools specifically designed to exploit vulnerabilities in the platform. While Windows tends to be more frequently targeted in mass malware attacks, this is not always the case when it comes to advanced persistent threats in which an intruder, often a nation state or state-sponsored group, establishes a long-term presence on a network. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words. Join us on the air.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, the usual reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a fundraiser. And as you witnessed earlier in the program here, we're running the operation on spit and baling wire. And we do need to upgrade and replace our equipment here. We have a hamster powered mixer and a steam powered transmitter. So it's time that we moved into the 21st century with some of that equipment. So if you can help us out, and you have our gratitude if you can, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's get some calls in here, especially if anybody knows about that Freedom Rally in Austin on October 3rd. We need some information about that. Getting on back to miscellaneous science and tech news here. The Google geofence warrants keep locking up innocent people who were in proximity to a crime scene. Now, what this is, you know, the police have what's called a geofence warrant, and it's a virtual dragnet over crime scenes where police sweep up Google location data drawn from the user's GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and cellular connections. from everybody who happens to be near a crime scene. And from this blanket of surveillance, law enforcement then try and figure out which phones may be tied to suspects or possible witnesses. They have nabbed the wrong people. 2018, a man was falsely accused and arrested based on a controversial geofence warrant for the crime of murder. And it turned out he was just coincidentally there. So this type of blanket surveillance warrant, which works as a kind of guilt by proximity at the time a crime occurred, has been used by police to arrest what turned out to be innocent bystanders who were suddenly surprised to find themselves prime suspects. It's perhaps been used only dozens of times in some states, but it will only increase alongside similar pre-crime algorithm technologies. In one instance earlier this year, a Gainesville, Florida man was caught up in a legal nightmare because he merely rode his bicycle unbeknownst near a home burglary around the time that it happened. Okay. U.S. congressmen are pushing a bipartisan digital ID package, and this is Congress attempting to deal with all the fraud and identity theft that's taking place on the internet, and it really is completely, totally out of control. So days after a U.S. Labor Department administrator told ID Tech executives Washington is losing billions of dollars to online crime, a pair of federal lawmakers introduced legislation to modernize the nation's digital ID infrastructure. The Improving Digital Identity Act of 2020 is being sponsored by four congressmen: Illinois Democrat Bill Foster, Rhode Island Democrat Jim Langevin, Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk, and New York Republican John Katko. Last week, the administrator of Labor's Unemployment Insurance Office spoke to attendees during a federal ID online conference, saying fraudulent new jobless claims are rampant because digital IDs are unavailable. Something has to be done. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Mark in Nova Scotia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I'd just like to thank you for all the hard work that you do on your website and your radio show. I've been following you for years, and I just love your information, and I think you're bang on 99% of the time.
Well, thank you.
I've got a question for you, sir. I was wondering if you're aware of the MIT drug Draco, an antiviral
drug? No, I'm not.
Maybe you should give it a look. It's showing great promise with the COVID-19, and it seems to be effective against all viruses it's been tested against, and they couldn't receive any funding. So I just thought maybe it's worth a look, and maybe you could put it on your website, bring some attention to
this,
it.
This is called Draco, and it's been developed at MIT?
Yes. I think it was early 2009-10, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like going underneath the radar. I thought, you know, like if you brought back to the attention, do a little research yourself. And I think that shows great promise.
I'll take a look for it, yes.
All right. And that's all. I'd just like to thank you for doing all the hard work that you do.
Okay.
Your show
all right. Well,
awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to let you go. And pardon me, I'm going to leave the next phone call until after this coming commercial break. And between now and the commercial break, story here from space. Three huge asteroids are headed toward Earth after amateur astronomer spots massive space rock our planetary defenses missed. And scientists are getting better at spotting these inbound potentially hazardous asteroids. Three more measuring over 15 meters in diameter on the way just this week. Okay. However, asteroid hunters missed a 1,000-meter space rock just last month. And none of these are expected to hit the Earth. But the Earth is under near constant threat from space debris in the form of asteroids and meteorites. This week is no exception, with two smaller space rocks due to buzz the planet today and tomorrow. Okay, we got to take another break here for a commercial. Back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to take a call from Tom in Florida. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Michael. Good day to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is, first off, I was looking at a few reports. I heard they tore a Jesus statue down, I think it was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they tore a couple more statues of religious statues down in California. So kind of this stuff is getting out of control as far as kind of really going at the religious aspect of this BLM and Antifa and all that. But now they're taking the Christian monuments down, beheading them and all that. And but I thought that was kind of interesting. But, you know, Mike, you're in South Florida now. They're talking about, you know, this guy, Matt Drudge, the Sludge Report.
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know if people you're listening to the audience knows this, but this guy is a big-time, he's a donor like Shepard Smith and Anderson Cooper and all that. You know, he's a big flamer. And Rudge, now he's bleached his hair blonde, and they say now he had to give one of his lovers a house in here, not far from where I'm actually at. He gave the guy the house. The house was worth like $850,000.
Okay, Tom, can you put the microphone closer to your mouth? You're getting muffled.
Can you hear me?
Much better now. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Mike, so this guy Sludge, Matt Sludge, who turned on Trump in the 2016 election, he was actually kind of for Trump, and now he's turned on him. He's wanting Biden and the leftist agenda. But this guy's really a flamer. I didn't realize what a flaming imbecile Matt Drudge is and how filthy rich he got. He owned like four homes here in South Florida, and he's very well off. The guy's got, you know, I seen him drive his Corvette a couple years back. He has a really nice Corvette. And he's dyed his hair blonde, so they're reporting that in the paper down here about he had to give his lover an $850,000 home. And he got the house on, Mike. He got quick claim deeded it for like $10. The guy that was living when he paid $10 to get the house for Matt Drudge, like $850,000 home on a quick claim deed. And he gave him all the appliances and furniture and all that stuff in the house. Everything came with the house, so I kind of found that strange that they actually brought a little story out in the Herald about Matt Drudge. And this guy.
Well, there was
another
story about the Drudge report. They got caught in a payola scheme, you know, that they were accepting money to promote certain stories.
Yes, yes, they were. Yes, that's why. Yes, that's correct. He was in a scheme. And this guy here, he's spewing out all this filth out about Trump, but he was kind of supporting him in 2015. I mean, it's all hypocritical. And there again, Mike. It's Zionist. The guy's a Zionist. His name and middle name is Nathan. I'm sure you know that. Matt Nathan Sludge. And big time schmuck and, you know, homosexual. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on and who's controlling our media narrative. They're the minority, but they're controlling our media. They're very powerful in the media. Hollywood, the print, everything, magazines. It's unbelievable. Music industry. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. They're very a small minority. And they're very, you know, Mike, another interesting story. I don't know if you heard about this. Have you heard about the witches trying to put a hoax on Trump, a curse on him?
They did that back in 2016. It didn't work.
Yeah. They're trying to keep it quiet. But I saw in a report now that the witches and all these, now they're using all these other, the voodoo Haitians and all that to get Trump. I'm like, what the heck is this? We've literally become a third world, Mike.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable the things I'm finding out. And like I told you yesterday, when Sebastian made a great call yesterday, and Sebastian's right on. But this guy that's saying that Trump probably will lose this election is because the Chinese are really getting involved in this election, way more than the Russians ever dreamt of. And I believe that's point in case that will probably is going to happen. They're going to use a mail-in ballot to steal this election from Trump. He's supposedly in Arizona right now because of all the illegal aliens in Arizona. You got Mike, Texas is not far from being blue either. Florida, you got Bloomberg down. You got this schmuck Bloomberg, Mike. It's been even in the Herald. I couldn't believe it. The Fort Lauderdale Sentinel. Michael Bloomberg's going to throw $100 million to turn the state of Florida blue for Biden. After he was talking all kinds of crap about Biden and all this, and he's sleepy and this guy, I mean, this Bloomberg. And Mike, I know you were talking about the story yesterday with Newt Gingrich with this guy Soros. As soon as they mentioned on that Fox News, all those Fox anchors shut their mouths.
Yes. And then they pulled Newt Gingrich's feed.
Yes. You see how complacent this all is? What, you know what, Mike? I'm going to ask you. What would happen if 100,000 listeners for RBN and a lot of these conservative talk shows were to go in Washington, march on Washington, demand that Trump and William Barr arrest George Soros right now. And you had major protests with bullhorns and paper flyers and everything, stickers, whatever. We want Soros and we want Blue. We want all these people arrested for their criminal activity. What would happen if 100,000 men marched on Washington? White men.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think much of anything would happen. But, I mean, Soros is definitely in violation of the USA Patriot Act. He's been underwriting violent protests for a very long time with the aim of changing the political structure of the United States. And that's defined as an act of terrorism under the USA Patriot Act.
Well, Mike, you're absolutely right. I'm telling you, the blacks always can get these million man marches. Why can't we get a million man march on white men and female, white females? The march on Washington, the man Soros' arrest for burning our cities down, for Pelosi, that pig Pelosi, allowing millions of illegals in the state of California and the Democratic Party. They should all be arrested for their filth. And I'll tell you, Mike,
they
you know what's really got me perplexed, Mike, more than anything? I've been watching the History Channel. I know you do, but I'm sure at times. I was watching modern marvels, and I'm looking at all these wonderful inventions, all these fantastic inventions of the technology. And you know what, Mike? Everybody I see who makes these inventions are white males. They're white Anglo males, but white Northern European men. I don't see no blacks making these inventions in these factories and these machines that put out M&M candy in factories of Detroit. And I mean, I'm not being racist here, Mike. I'm just telling the fact. I'm not saying there's not wonderful black inventors. I'm sure there is. But I mean, But when I look at rocket science and I look at all the machines, these factories, these exoskeleton robots they're coming out with robotics. I mean, the Japanese are fantastic at that, too. But, I mean, it's always on modern marvels. It always looks like a bunch of white guys inventing all this stuff. And all we hear is the hatred and the spew and the filthy venom out of these demon rats about white men. And it's got to come to a bitter end. And, you know, I want to get back on something, too, Mike. And I'll let you go. I know you got probably another call, but I got to tell you a few more things. As far as Dustin goes, I want Dustin to call in your show right now, whatever, and I want to tell him to tell me what happened in 1968 and how come nobody was wearing masks when all these illegal aliens were coming here, Mike, with tuberculosis, which was in the thousands. Why wasn't that a pandemic, the tuberculosis alone out west, in the southwestern United States, with tuberculosis, which is very contagious?
Yes.
Tuberculosis is very contagious. If you go around a person with tuberculosis, you can get it. Is that true, Mike?
Yeah, that's true. It is very contagious. And
the whooping cough, whatever. What's the other thing you can get? There's something like
you can get typhus. Cholera.
A dog. Yes, that's right. Mike, I don't know. Can a dog? I know dogs in a kennel. They have kennel cough. Humans can't get that, can they?
I really don't know. I'm not a veterinarian.
I don't know either. That's something I want to research because I was hearing something about there's a big outbreak over here in South Florida of kennel cough. These dogs, a lot of dogs are starting to cough. So I don't know. I have to research it. I'm kind of way out there on that one. I don't know. But yeah, Mike, just getting back to watching modern marvels really is so perplexing. Hearing all these filthy liars talking about whites this, whites that. Well, here, we're inventing all the stuff. We got the best food production in the world, I think. We used to. I don't know about now. Maybe the Russians are taking over, Chinese. We used to be the greatest country in the world for producing food. Now it's like, I don't understand what's going on, Mike. But, you know, and as far as Dustin goes, I hope he calls in because in 1968, we had a pandemic with the Hong Kong flu. And they didn't shut the government down, Mike. They didn't nobody was wearing masks. All the kids were going to school. So this is a big ploy by Bill Gates. That's one criminal that needs to be arrested with Soros, Bill Gates. That crook. He's another crook. All these billionaires think they're gods, and they want world depopulation. That's exactly what they want for their families.
Yes.
They don't care about your family. They care about their families and their offspring. They could care less. You know? And you know, Bill Gates' dad, I remember, Mike, I saw a documentary about his father 5 years ago when he was in Africa. And he was trying to help them out with the water desalinization in Africa for clean drinking water.
Yes.
But, you know, I was saying to myself, that's fine. That's great that he's doing that, Gates. But what about Flint, Michigan, and Mr. Gates? Old man Gates, what about Flint, Michigan, when all the kids are dying in Flint, Michigan, in the United States of America from the drinking water? Why did you spend $1 billion for that? You spent $10 billion in Africa, Gates. Why don't you spend it here in the United States? You got more white people living in trailer mobile homes than any other ethnic group in this country, Mike. Check it out. More people live in mobile homes in the United States of America that are white than any other culture. Why are we allowing the illegal aliens to get better health care and Section 8 housing? We got a million white people living in mobile homes. So they can't afford to live in a house. They have to live in trailers. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's so true. You know, but, you know, that could be a function of the fact that whites are still the majority population of the country as a whole. So if you assume a certain fixed percentage for all ethnic groups are living in trailers, then inevitably you're going to have more whites than anybody else.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Mike, I'll tell you pretty soon, we're going to have to do like France is probably going to have to implement. You're going to have to start paying these white women to have white babies. I'm telling you, that's coming down the road. In the next 20 years, you'll have to start paying these women $40,000, $50,000 to have a child. Otherwise, we're going to be bred right out of existence. There's no doubt about that. But in the meantime, you got these billionaires like Gates and Soros and all these other schmucks like that Snyder and all that talking how bad whitey is. A white man's this. White. I mean, give me a break. Until we get one of these major networks, our country's doomed. We need ABC, NBC, or CBS. I prefer us to get ABC.
Mm-hmm.
CBS is always going to be a communist broadcasting system. ABC maybe could change that to learn your ABCs, like ABC Soup, and making most of these kids are so darn dumb, and these colleges, they don't even know nothing about our history or anything, Mike. Like I said yesterday, it's pathetic how crazy these kids are. When Jesse Waters does Waters World, he goes to these college campuses. These kids, I'm like, I don't even know how they got out of high school, let alone going to a college degree. They don't know nothing about nothing, it seems like. It's insanity, the stupidity of what's going on in our country. But yeah, Mike, you know, watching Marvels is unbelievable how the great inventions that the Northern Europeans have brought to this country and how we're being treated. It's not right, man. It's wrong. It's terribly wrong. And this you got these schmucks like Matt Sludge and all this filthy elk that are putting out a spew about white people and this and now Trump. I mean, Mike, I want Dustin to call in and tell me how he can think Biden will be better than Trump on anything.
Yeah.
Let's look at immigration, number one.
I mean, you know, I'm disappointed in Trump. I'll be very honest. I worked very hard to keep Hillary out of the White House in 2016.
Yes, you did.
Was thinking, you know, and you know, Trump might do something. He would, you know, clean some of the swamp up. I'm very disappointed in him. But I see Biden and, more importantly, Kamala Harris as definitely worse.
Absolutely, Mike. And Kamala Harris will be running the government along with Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez and all these lady. I mean, come on, man. Mike, people don't see what's going on here. Bumbling Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time. They must be giving him drugs. Like, Trump's right about something. That guy's on something because right now his brains get a little clearer. But I guarantee you, when the debates hit, you watch this guy. He's on a teleprompter. Nobody wants to talk about it. His campaign guy can't even tell the truth about the Brett Baer about the teleprompter. This guy's nuts. And if anything, maybe his wife will be running the government in halfway with Camilla. It'll be the second wife of Joe, sleepy, creepy Joe, and Camilla Harris, and her schmuck husband. I mean, this is all a ploy. This is the biggest takeover I've ever seen. Like, I've never seen the corruption like I see it now, I tell you. But I hope Dustin just call on and give me some answers about why weren't people wearing masks for tuberculosis, but the COVID-19 is such a crazy thing. I mean, suppose they're going to have a vaccine
Tom,
in 6 weeks. I don't know.
All right. Well, Tom, listen, I'm going to have to let you go. We got the phone lines are loaded up here, and we're starting to run out of time. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to James in North Carolina. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, first thing I wanted to – well, number one, it's hard to keep up right behind Tom, man. He brings up a lot of stuff, which is great. And, yeah, he's one of my favorite callers, him, Peter from California, Joe from Tennessee, Mark from North Carolina, and, of course, Tom. I was going to let you know, my toolbar, you're my homepage. Toolbar has, for anyone who's interested, you, and then Blacklisted News, Ewan's Review, Strategic Culture, Port Bruce, and Russian Insider. I recommend people find different sources from different places because, and, of course, as far as news, press, TV, things like that, and RT, you find more important things from foreign sources than you ever will hear. Anyway, the COVID, as far as that goes, I live out in the middle of nowhere. I got two small towns on either side of me, and I go to a store around here. No one cares. It's no big deal around here. Some people wear masks. They tell you they have to mandatorily put a mandatory wear a mask thing on their door. I walk on in. Other people are in there. They don't care. It's no big deal. And also, the economy around here has always been very good. There's a lot of industries down here, and it's doing pretty well. And I hate the rest of the place. The country it's been going through a hard time for a very long time anyway. But this is tough to not help. But I do see a chart back in March, whenever, when all this started. Might have been on Zero Hedge. I don't know where. But it showed a up and down graph, you know, and it showed where the chart would go up and down, you know, increasing and then decreasing every month. And it would be where more or less you were released to go in public kind of thing like that. And it lasted until this time of year, it would be smaller spikes. Whenever you would be not under lockdown, basically. And it lasted all the way into the end of 2021, as they're talking about. And a small spike, you know, like in the middle of the month, you get to go out and do shopping or something like that. And as far as, let's see, yeah, I know a guy who works, he's a chemical engineer, scientist, basically. He has a daughter who works in the ER with the, actually in the respiratory unit.
James, I'm sorry, we're hitting another commercial break here, and I got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and I apologize for cutting you off, but we're going to have to let you go. Take a break with some commercials and try and jam these last few calls into our last segment.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to the phones to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to make a comment about the mask situation. But before that, one of the callers called in, and everybody's talking about Soros. Why hasn't he been arrested? Well, you know, Kushner, little boy Kushner owed money to Soros and, you know, the whole Goldman Sachs. I mean, in my opinion, not my opinion, it's fact. Wilbur Ross, Trump is surrounded by everybody that he borrowed money from. You know, it's the banksters. And that's who run him. Yes. And I think he's, you know, they call him the Gambino, the Genoveses, Soros is the other side of the, you know, the mob, the tribe. And I think we got two factions fighting it out. I mean, look at the Trump was buddy with it's like they're fighting, two factions. Nobody talks about this situation, but all you got to do is look it up. Who did he borrow money from when he went bankrupt, like how many times?
And it's all right there. I think it was like three or four.
Oh, that's nothing, you know. But he was bailed out, and he's surrounded by those same people. Follow the money.
Yes.
You know, then you look at Soros, and why hasn't he been arrested? Why hasn't Hillary gone to jail? I mean, whatever. I'm done with it. I think it's just it's the left-right paradigm, you know. But anyways, no, Kushner was owed money, borrowed money from Soros. Come on. You know, it's all tied in. Anyways, my comment was about the masks, and I know you're very aware of the they don't really work, trying to stop a mosquito with a cyclone fence. I mean, it is, if they ever isolated it. But I was just thinking how ironic this is. You remember the movie Vendetta when the good guys wore the Guy Fawkes masks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, those were the good guys. Look how this is so kind of ironic in a way, how they flipped this thing. It just seems like it. Remember they having protests in Hong Kong where they wanted freedom, right? Hong Kong was protesting for freedom from China. They were protesting. They wanted freedom. And that kind of stuff, as you know, the banking system was falling apart. And so they wanted to stop the riots. And they just got this COVID hoax. And now they got these people wearing masks that they know they're not working. They know the stats don't support this. I don't know what's wrong with Justin. I don't know if he's, if the whole thing's a hoax, it's a scam. I'm not saying there's not flus, but the masks do no good except cause more health problems. Even the CDC now admits it, whatever. It's a joke. So look, but I'm saying just how ironic it is how they reversed it. Now the good guys are wearing masks. And, you know, it's very, very strange. Like you wake up one day, and I had this dream, you know, that worldwide they made everybody start wearing masks about some non-existent disease or just a regular flu. And they shut businesses down. And they brought the world economy to a halt. Can you believe it? You'd say, wow, what a dream, wouldn't you?
Yes, but it's happening.
And that's what happened the last couple months. Holy, you know what? All right, Mike, I got callers waiting. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Thanks for letting me hear.
Well, actually, the music just started, and we're at the end of the show, and my apologies to those callers who were on hold that I was not able to get to. Please call in tomorrow here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is really important right now that we get through this rough patch, and we'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.